This is a story about a nurse on call. Much had been written about God having a plan or a purpose for our individual lives. And recently I have become much more aware of the details of God's plan for my life. In retrospect, I can see a definite pattern that is much more than merely coincidence. In fact, there is undeniable evidence of His mighty hand in nearly everything that has happened since the day I put down that last drink of alcohol and started attending AA 50 years ago and made the decision to turn my life over to Him. The 43 wonderful years of marriage to a nurse named Marguerite seemed to be an outstanding example of this. When I was very young, maybe 5 or 6 years old, I went into the Children's Hospital in Boston to have my tonsils and adenoids removed. As I came out of the ether, the anesthesia that was used in those days, I became aware of a lady dressed in white standing next to my hospital bed. I thought she was the most beautiful person I had ever seen. I said to her, "I love you." Obviously, she was the nurse in attendance at the moment and had only a clinical interest in her young charge. But evidently something more profound was lurking in the depths of the mind of that little boy in the bed. As I grew older, my subconscious mind always seemed to be affected by women in white uniforms. Although when I became old enough to date girls, I never dated a nurse or anyone who regularly wore a white uniform of any kind. In later years, I can remember frequenting a bar near a hospital and being aware of the nurses in uniform who came into the bar once in a while. Even beauticians and others who wore white attracted my attention. Yet in spite of this, I never had more than a passing acquaintance with anyone in a white uniform. During my teens, I dated a girl whom I later married and had two lovely daughters. It would seem that this marriage was not meant to be. Following discharge from the Navy at the end of World War II, alcohol took control of my life and the marriage ended in divorce. For several years, I traveled the familiar downhill road of all alcoholics, destroying everything in my life and living only for alcohol. At one time during those years of heavy drinking, I decided to take the geographic cure to solve my problems and move from California to Massachusetts in the middle of winter. It was necessary to rent a garage to protect my convertible from the snow. The owner of the garages informed me that the space next to mine was rented to a lovely young nurse who at the moment was on vacation in Florida, and not to pile snow in front of her garage door. As a typical mean-spirited alcoholic, I piled all the snow directly in front of her door. After a week or so, I went to get my car one evening just as the nurse was locking her garage. She smiled sweetly and said, "Good evening." Being in my usual foul mood, I growled some nasty remark back at her. That episode introduced a nurse into my life and then immediately took her right back out of my life. Several years later, from the depths of degradation, I asked for help and was introduced to AA. As I followed the 12 steps of AA and the advice of older members, God removed the desire for alcohol from me. I stopped drinking, became quite successful in another career, and moved into my mother's home. My mother was employed as a private secretary to the director of the School of Nursing in the large hospital in the city where we lived. I had met my mother's boss briefly, but didn't remember ever having seen her before, and knew her only as Miss Burns. One evening I came home from my office too late to go to an AA meeting and was sitting in my mother's apartment feeling restless and bored. So without really intending to do so, I said, "I think I'll call Miss Burns and see if she'd like to go have a cup of coffee with me." My mother erupted with, "Don't you bother that lady, she wouldn't have anything to do with you." She then proceeded to tell me how popular Miss Burns was and how she had the pick of successful doctors and businessmen in town. That did it. Although not having taken a drink for some time, the old alcoholic temperament was still there, and being told I shouldn't do something just meant that I would do it. I called Miss Burns and told her who I was, and asked her if she'd like to go to Farley's Diner for some coffee with me. She instantly agreed, and we went to the restaurant, where we had a delightful couple of hours getting acquainted. I asked her if she'd like to accompany me on a business trip the following day up to the North Shore of Boston, and she quickly agreed. Suddenly, there was a real nurse in my life. A few days later, we had a date, and when she asked where we were going, I told her to a private club, and then took her to an AA meeting. She was amazed to find the chief surgeon at her hospital sitting directly behind us, and being cautioned by him to forget she saw him there. From that point on, we were together as often as possible. Friends of hers advised me not to get any hopes up about a future with her, as she was extremely popular, had many male friends, and gave no indication that she would be serious with anyone. However, somehow I knew that she was part of God's plan for me. She left Massachusetts to study for her doctorate in Cleveland, Ohio. But even that didn't discourage me. I just knew she was the nurse intended to be part of my life. After a year or so, I became involved in a project in a town on the south shore of Massachusetts and was living in an inn on the harbor. Evenings, I'd drive out to the lighthouse on the point and look back at the boats moored in the harbor and dream of what it would be like to have one, not really daring to believe that someday I'd have a big boat moored out there. But the day finally came when we would belong to the yacht club and have a big new cabin cruiser moored out in the harbor. After an almost unbearable wait, the day arrived that her friends and relatives said would never happen. We were married in Cleveland, Ohio, and had a wonderful honeymoon in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania. Then it was back to the south shore of Massachusetts in the beginning of a marvelous life together, as was God's plan right from the beginning. A special nurse became the most important person in my life. The second year of our marriage, a son was born to add to our happiness and enrich our lives. Remember the nurse who had the garage next to mine years before when I first came to Massachusetts? Well, you guessed it. She was the Miss Burns who became my bride. Even back then, God was bringing her into my life, although I wasn't ready at that point. But after I got rid of the alcohol and all of its attendant vile attributes and let God take over control of my life, that nurse who had been on call for all those many years finally became my closest and best friend and gave me 43 wonderful years and a son of whom I am very proud. She was called to go home to be with the Lord 3 years ago, but I know that I'll be with her again someday. I have certainly been blessed, and I am deeply grateful that God reached out to take that last drink from me and tell me, "No more, son, that's enough." As it says in Psalm 40, "And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock." And I thank God for AA that has made all of this possible and has proved that when we turn our lives over to Him, the plan He has for us